Got it, Rex.
Oh, hi. My name's Damien. I was just wondering about it, just a few things. With the Forester XT, is there any known issues with the heating in the where like the pipes can heat up or the turbo can heat up stuff and cause some stuff to wear out?
I'm not too sure what you're talking about there, sorry.
Oh, right. I heard a while ago that there was some kind of thing where something gets hot with the turbos and it can cause something else, like maybe the CV boot or something to wear out. So I was just wondering about if there's like some kind of rat that can go around whatever's hot.
Is the car factory?
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about
I tuned it with you guys. So.
What, sorry?
Oh, I got it tuned with you guys.
Okay, so they have a stock downpipe on it?
No, it's 3.
No?
The 3-inch.
Does it have an external wastegate or is it just a 3-inch downpipe?
External wastegate. I think it's just the 3-inch downpipe.
Yeah,
it did have a boost controller on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about any of that. That's probably a little bit too deep you're reading into it there. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay, fair enough. The other thing is, how much does it cost and what's involved to switch out the hubs to the 5x114s?
There is a lot involved. So obviously you need a front and rear, yeah. So typically that costs, I'd say, around the 5K mark.
No way. Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah. You need hubs, bearings, shafts. Oh, it's not as simple as just swap out 5x114.
So that's to do it all properly, hey?
Yeah, it's normally about 5K to do it.
Wow. Okay. Okay, I won't touch that then. Also, I know that when you guys, because you guys installed the clutch recently as well, I know you guys sort of changed the pedal a little bit. I can't remember what the reason was for it. I think you guys said to avoid it burning. You burning the clutch or something?
Sorry, we adjusted the pedal?
Yeah, I think the clutch pedal a little.
Yeah, we probably adjusted that because it was probably adjusted previous to us. So someone's probably
yes,
tried to adjust it to get more life out of it. Yeah, so we've probably adjusted it back to factory.
Right, okay. I was just wondering about, I noticed when I park the car, like say I'm driving slow, but like mainly for parking, is it normal for it to be kind of extra, kind of, hard to. I noticed I was stalling.
Is the brake sticking on for you? Is that what's happening? Like the hill start is too strong.
It was on an incline.
Yeah, and
well.
It's just locking the brakes on you, so you have to try and move harder. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can adjust the hill start. It's not simple, but it's doable.
All right, just the hill start, is it?
Yeah, if it's just not wanting to move on you, it feels like the brakes are on, that's just the hill start.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you've got hill start assist on that.
On that car, like an 08 Foz?
Yeah.
Or the SGs. You've
got the SG, yeah? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I got the SG.
So the SGs have hill start assist as well.
Right, so how would I get that? Is that just when I'm at the lights or something?
At the lights, any time you've pressed the brake and the clutch at the same time.
Got it.
So it's a mechanical assist on these ones. So it's not smart like the newer cars. It's a mechanical assist. So every time you press the brake and the clutch pedal at the same time, the hill start assist kicks in.
I see.
Yeah,
usually
there's literally a cable that pulls on it.
Usually I don't press the brake and the clutch at the same time. Usually I'm just balancing the clutch and the...
If you just touch the brake pedal. So if you're on the brakes, you dip the clutch, that's hill start on.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So if you're completely stopped, you'll be on the brakes.
Okay, and how much would it cost to just adjust that a little?
About an hour, so it'd be 150.
Okay, right.
So it takes a bit of mucking around to get it right.
Get it right, okay. Yeah, that wouldn't have been adjusted by the previous guy. That would have been stock.
No one would have touched that. The previous guys might have touched that, but when we've done the clutch, we wouldn't have even looked at that.
No. Got it. Okay. All right. And what's the availability to do an hour's worth.
It'll be a couple of hours, a couple of weeks away.
Yep.
Like, we are pretty under the pump, and we've got a couple of guys off at the moment.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I could probably manage for the time being, but I just wanted to know what the cause of what would be the main thing to fix it.
Yeah, so it'll be just that hill start assist.
Hill start assist, eh? All right, I'll wait a bit and wait for you guys to get all you guys back, and maybe if it's something else. When would they all be back, you reckon?
One of them's off this week, another one's off next week, so I can give you a booking if you want. Like, if you don't book now, it's probably going to be even further away.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Like, we're taking actual bookings for, like, mid to late November anyway.
Mid to late November. Okay.
Yeah, so I can book you in earlier than that for hill start assist, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me figure out what's my availability at work, and I'll get back to you guys.
Yeah, done.
And book it in. All right. Yep. Cheers, dude. All right.
Forward.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks.